We've had to scale it back, and right now all we're going to be doing is transmitting ballots over the Internet. We're not going to be receiving accepting voted ballots over the Internet. Because what we did was, when we created the application, we also wanted to open it up to the computer science community to look for flaws in the system and see if there were any vulnerabilities. And we discovered some. And so what we did, we discovered some vulnerabilities when we upload data through the Internet. So we decided to postpone that portion of the project and only focus on delivering ballots through the Internet.
And who is this mostly geared for? Why do this? I mean, the District of Columbia, fairly small, you don't have huge, vast space to cover. Why is D.C. focusing on this?
Well, we're focusing on this because we have an obligation to serve our military and our overseas voters with ballot access. Right now, those folks that are working overseas, either in the military or through the State Department or through some other NGO, they have to receive their ballot by mail.
Yeah.
And sometimes it takes up to 45 days.
Very complex process.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in this day and age of computer technology, we're trying to use computer technology to better serve those voters.
So as you started down the process, clearly one of the big things that you have to pay attention to is shock security.
Mm-hmm.
And so how are you dealing with that issue in and of itself? Part of it is just we're focusing on the transmission part initially.
What we're doing is we've developed an open source platform to deliver ballots. The reason why we like open source is because it's not hidden behind a black box. It's a glass box. People can see how the technology works.
Well, and there's been, and in some of the e-voting systems, a lot of questions and some everything, all from conspiracy theories to some legitimate concerns about electronic voting anyway.
Right, and there are some organizations that are doing some great work with internet voting. We just decided to go a different route. We're not saying that theirs is a bad way. We just decided to do it a different way. And we opened it up to the computer science community to look for some flaws in our system. And again, that they found some. So that's why we scaled it back. But we really owe it to our overseas and military voters to try and find solutions to get them their ballots faster and in secret.
And so since this is an open source system, you put the uploading part out. And somebody was a University of Michigan, if I remember correctly.
That's correct.
Was able to actually hack into the system. So you've taken a step back on that part of it.
Right. We've taken a step back. The project initially would allow people to fill out their ballot online and then upload it back to us securely and encrypted and secret. But we had a couple flaws in the upload technology that would allow people to upload malicious programs. So we decided to scale back from that and focus on just delivering the ballot and getting that to those folks and making sure it's secret and secure. That's what we're trying to really accomplish with this. We can already accept ballots through email and through fax from a voter overseas, but it's not secure and it's not secret. That's what we're trying to develop with this program.
So it essentially mimics when you go in and vote, no one knows how you voted, and that's the part of the voting process, I would guess.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, right now, if people wanted to waive their anonymity and cast their ballot over the Internet, we could do that. But we're trying to develop a way where people can vote in secret.
So
that's the hit.
The process that's actually in place now where people can vote, will this work for November elections where people can get their ballot?
Yes, where people can get their ballot overseas, yes. They should be able to download their ballot from us, print it off, fill it out, and send it back to us. That's in place, and that will be in place for the foreseeable future. We're going to continue developing and testing this project over the next year or two to try and refine it. We're going to work with the computer science community to try and develop a robust system to build a platform on which we can start receiving ballots as well.
And I imagine since you're really developing this, there's no time frame on that.
Right. There is no time frame. The framework is developed. There's not much development cost. And now it's just working with like-minded community scientists, computer scientists, who feel that this is a way to go. We have to find a way to serve our folks overseas and in the military.
Yeah,
we have to do it. And it may take 10 years in order to develop a system that can securely do it. But we owe it to them to do these baby steps and try and develop this process.
And do you envision a world where people would be able to, even if you're, as a district resident, where I don't need to go down and vote on election day, that I could do this online, even if I'm not overseas?
Someday in my lifetime, I'd like to see, if I live old enough, it would be in my lifetime. Yeah, I think right now the technology should only be limited to overseas and military voters because of the inherent risks. But as we develop the technology, I do see somewhere down the road, maybe 20 or 30 years, where people can be voting on their smartphones or through the internet. But right now, I think the technology should only be limited to overseas and military voters. There's risk now in sending a ballot overseas through a paper-based mail system.
Right.
We want to try to keep the risk at the same level. Opening it up right now to a larger scope, I think, would increase those risks, and then we're not quite there yet.
So the process that you're in now is working with computer scientists to essentially develop this process where people could overseas could do this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We're hoping to work with FFAP, the EAC, and NIST next year with our platform and say, okay, guys, here's a worked example. How do we improve it? How do we make it better? And how do we better serve our overseas military voters? So this is a long process.